Hello, this is Caroline Frost from the Radio Times. We will be discussing all things good and new on The Box. I am here with my esteemed colleague and friend, Kellyanne Taylor.
Hello. Hello, Caroline.
Hi. And we're actually in the studio. We are looking at each other mano a mano, which is quite bizarre, but I think all the better
staring
for
it. Staring into your eyes.
Yes. Right, let's kick off. In fact, it's me kicking off with some cracking primetime crime drama. You know I like a bit of the crime.
We know.
So what should I tell you about first? Magpie Murders, coming up Saturday, 9:15 BBC One. This is from the pen of somebody who could be forgiven for perhaps sitting back and saying that he's done quite enough work in this industry. This is Anthony Horowitz, who has brought us Foyle's War, Poirot, Midsummer Murders, Alex Rider series, various others. I mean, the man's a machine. I interviewed him for this week's Radio Times, so that's how I know. What he's done this time is Magpie Murders. It's a mystery within a mystery. So the main protagonist isn't your Poirot or your Miss Marple. It's a publisher played by Leslie Manville. And she has a manuscript from her best-selling writer, but it's missing the final chapter. So she goes out in search of him and to find out what's happened. And she finds out that he has, inverted commas, killed himself. So not only does she have to solve his death, the mystery of whether he did or not do away with himself, but also what's going on in the manuscript, what happens in that final chapter. And so that's how he's managed to entwine a mystery within a mystery. You have to keep your wits about you. It dips between the two timelines, and some of the actors are actually playing two roles, one in each of those timelines. So you might need a sort of Cluedo board to keep track. And I do suggest that you time your loo breaks very carefully. So that's Magpie Murders, Saturday at 9:15, BBC One. The second one I have for you today is Unforgotten. I'm sure you need no telling about this because it's reached the end of the series, but it's Sinead Keenan who has had the difficult, some say impossible, role of replacing Nicola Walker. Are you a fan of the Nicola Walker?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, yes. She's much loved in this series, which saw great chemistry, sometimes verging on the romantic, but mostly platonic, with Sanjeev Bhaskar. And she's had to replace her. Nicola Walker disappeared at the end of the last series. But they've made a go of it. It's worked. It's been brittle between them. There's this great case. I mean, this is what the writer Chris Lang does so well. He dips into the past and they have all these different disparate stories that somehow come together to gel, and you realise that everybody has a reason for being in this story. But the chemistry between the two, you've got Sunny, played by Sanjeev Bhaskar, his resentment at having this new boss, and she's got her baggage that she brings into play. I think it's the refreshing thing that this series needed, and I think that they have now given it a whole new lease of life. So that's Monday, 9 p.m. ITV1 for the conclusion, all episodes available on the ITVX platform.
We love the ITVX. I've got a couple of comedies for you. So the first is Rain Dogs, which is on Tuesday, BBC One, 10:45 p.m., which is pretty late after the news slot.
Does that mean it's rude?
It is. It's a little bit brash. Let's leave it at that. But so it's Daisy May Cooper, who is famous for This Country. And this series is based on a memoir by British-Irish author Cash Carraway called Skin Estate. And it basically recounts life as a single mother fighting her way out of poverty. So Daisy May Cooper plays a single mother who in the first episode is kind of booted out of her flat by bailiffs and is searching for somewhere and her 10-year-old to live. And it is a dark comedy. It's about class. It's about money. It's unapologetically chaotic and as I previously mentioned, a little brash. And basically what happens is Cooper reconnects with a friend who has just come out of prison, and he is kind of her stark opposite. He's posh, he's privileged, and he kind of helps her financially, but it's all about the friendship that occurs between the two of them. And he's a little bit of an anti-hero. There's obviously something going on when he comes up on her phone for the first time. It says something like, do not answer. So there's definitely some story there, but very funny. Daisy May Cooper is excellent, as always. So that's Rain Dogs, Tuesday, 10:45 p.m. on BBC One. The second thing I have is Dreamland, which is on Sky Atlantic, Thursday, 9 p.m., so slightly earlier. And it's about four sisters who live in Margate, and you can hear more from one of the leads, Freema Agyeman, on the Radio Times podcast that came out on Tuesday this week. It also stars Lily Allen. It's very slapstick, very plotty. It's from Sharon Horgan, who most people will know from the show Bad Sisters, which has been widely praised. It's a good watch. It's light, it's funny, and easy watching.
Nice. Great.
What do you have for me on Good Friday?
Oh, a seamless segue. So this is, with exquisite timing, I can bring you Pilgrimage. This isn't... How many series do you reckon there are of this? Have a guess. Because do you remember when it started and they were doing the Santiago de Compostela, which is the very original European pilgrim's route? How many series do you reckon they've now had? Which one are we on?
Two?
No, there's been five. We're on the fifth series. That shows this idea really does have legs, so to speak, because they've been everywhere. So where did they go? They went off to Santiago first. Then they went to Rome. I think they even had an audience with the Pope for series two. That's quite a get. Book that, producer. We had the road to Istanbul. We had the road to the Scottish Isles. And now we're on the road to Portugal, the road through Portugal, I should say. And it's the usual mixed bag. But what I think elevates this show as a reality TV series where they all come together. I mean, that's what they all do, right? Come down with me, Strictly. It's all about the disparate elements of all these different people, different ages and sizes and tastes. But they talk about faith. And I find it fascinating. So it's the usual mixed bag. Vicky Patterson, Sue Pollard, Rita Simons, just three of them. And off they go. And they just have these chats along the way that I don't think people have enough in modern society. We're so busy looking down at our phones. Wouldn't it be amazing if suddenly you started talking about somebody's faith next to you at the bus stop and you found out what they thought about the hereafter and the here and now? So I cannot get enough of this series. And it comes to, I think, a moving conclusion on Good Friday on BBC Two at 9 p.m.
Well, I recently watched, in the last kind of 6 months, Vicky Patterson did a documentary. I can't remember now if it's BBC or ITV, but it was about alcohol and her. And I think she's such a wonderful person to have these conversations because she's so forthcoming, but also really receptive to hearing other people's opinions and I think growing herself. So that sounds an eclectic mix.
Do you know, I once interviewed Boy George and he was talking about Buddhism and the way he described it was so attractive. I said, blimey, I kind of envy that discipline and that framework that you're describing. And he sounded really sweet. And he just said, well, there was a lot of chaos on the way to it. And you think, yeah, fair enough, hard-earned stuff. But this is why I rate this program so, so highly. I think it is different from cook us a meal, go on a date. There's something asking more of the people who participate. And I hope that they are rewarded for it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily one that you would come across on the guide and pick. So it's a good one to point out to listeners. Talking about life-affirming things, I have Tiny Beautiful Things, which is on Disney Plus, also available on Good Friday. And it is based on the non-fiction book by best-selling author Cheryl Strayed, who you might recognise from the film, which must have been about a decade ago now, called Wild, which starred Reese Witherspoon as she went on this very long walk. And that was based on Cheryl Strayed. And so it stars Catherine Hahn, who you'll recognise from Bad Moms, We Are the Millers, or Glass Onion. And she plays this failed writer with a failed marriage who is offered this unlikely lifeline in the form of a column. And it kind of flashbacks to her younger self and her relationship with her mum and kind of making it work as a writer. And it's got all the ingredients for a feel-good series. It's that kind of very touching American drama where you come away feeling just a little bit better about yourself. So I would heartily recommend, that is Tiny Beautiful Things, Disney Plus. All episodes available on Good Friday.
Very good.
Now we get to go to my other favourite thing. So I'm jumping in this week to do one from the archive because Atonement, one of my most loved films of all time, my favourite.
Why do you love it so?
Oh, I just think it's so beautiful. And I'm sorry, but the knockout twist, even if you know, obviously I won't give any spoilers for those who haven't watched it, is just perfect. I mean, I have this sixth sense about plot twists, and I can always feel if they're coming. And this one took me completely by surprise. I got a right hook to the face. So I love it. It won the BAFTA for Best Film in 2008 and is the adaptation of Ian McEwan's bestseller. I don't think you need much more than that. Just go and go and give it a watch. So that will be available on ITVX from Saturday.
Oh, lovely.
Which is very exciting.
It is. I have something very different on the back of, I'm not sure this will be a lovely twisting hook to the face that you recommend. So there's a new series, Simon Reeve Goes Back to Cornwall. I mean, he's my explorer. He's my favourite. You take your Palins, take your Attenboroughs, take your Michael Portillo and his pink chinos and give me Simon Reeve because he's...
Why?
Because he's intelligent. He's not cynical, but he's also not stupid. And so I think he brings out the best in people. I think he's a very rare, genuinely curious person. And I don't think we have enough of those in our society. Everyone is so busy taking selfies, they forget to take photos in front of them. And he's one of the latter. So this is on the iPlayer, again, from the archive. 3 episodes of him traveling across Russia. Now, I should add, this was made back in 2017. Very different prospect from the Russia of today. But it's fascinating. He starts, I think, somewhere like 4,000 miles away from the West, the Moscow side of things. And he just meets people who have these extraordinary, barren, but self-sustaining lives. And then he gradually moves west. So he comes nearer and nearer to the Russia that we recognize from the news reports and from the tourism guides. And he ends up in Moscow and discovering just how much dissent there was even back in 2017. So I actually took the Trans-Siberian Railway once across from Vladivostok to Moscow. But he makes a bit more of a thorough investigation than I did from my little cell on my train. So I'm going to give that another watch. Just 3 hours, 3 episodes on iPlayer, and you can catch up with it now. I think that's all from us for now. So do write in with any recommendations or requests for TV you think we should be covering in this podcast. You can contact us at podcast@radiotimes.com and keep watching telly and tune in with us next week for more Telly Talk. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.